Hello, this is What Can I Do with the one and only Allie-Ann. Today is the first week of full day school for my family. Here are some tips to make sure you are safe at school, whether it's just online, mid-online, and at school. The optimal work environment for online and homeschooled, and ways to take on the opportunity of going outside and staying safe while having fun. Monday was the first day of full school for my family. Seeing friends from last year and meeting new ones was great for my family, other than doing it online. Social distancing and masks made a full day hard, but my family got through it. Now, whether you are online or somewhat in school, these are some tips so you can have a great time online and on school while you are still focusing and learning. Some people risk the trouble of YouTube, long breaks, and chores, making their work bring them into 11 o'clock or later. Some even get bad grades because the distractions leave them up all day when their work is done. First thing towards stopping that is telling yourself the things that are distracting you. I used to have an internet thing where I would watch YouTube instead of doing my work. Whether it be that YouTube notification or that movie you just have to watch. I know a friend who had a problem with talking to herself when she had work to do. It sounds strange, but it was true. She'd be searching up stuff and everything to prove herself wrong. She'd have long conversations with herself, then research it. And just to prove herself wrong. And that's the type of thing you can understand is a pretty big distraction. One way to stop watching YouTube is to stay around others doing work, or make sure when you are watching YouTube to put an alarm for a reasonable amount of time so you aren't overwatching. That way, when you have work to do, your alarm can go off and you won't be late with your work. Also, if you are around others that know you're supposed to be doing work, they can help you stay on track. With notifications, you can either find a way to silence them or try to if you have a working computer and get notifications on your phone. Move your phone to a room far away, making sure you can't hear the notifications. This works with most electronics. When you just want to finish that movie, use that as motivation. If you really want to watch that movie, try to get your work done. Don't rush. You shouldn't rush if you're almost finished, or if you're not almost finished, just use that motivation to finish. So you have that little extra time to watch a bit of that rest of the video, or the whole thing. If you're having a problem like my friend where you talk to yourself and discuss with yourself, you can try to focus on your work only. Print a paper saying work and put it on the new tab area. That way, if you're going to search up something to prove yourself wrong, or if it's just watching YouTube or something, taping it there, well, using tape or something like that, putting it there would help you know that you probably should not, and you should stay on topic. Off the topic of focusing, what about if you go to school? A good way to get work done if you're home or doing the things above is if you go half school, half home, or something like that. You need to make sure to take a break after an hour or two to recharge your energy. A break, not an overbreak, just like a YouTube break or something where, yeah, a reasonable timer or a little break to eat something, to just walk outside in the air. If you're full online, you need to think about where you can stay and be peaceful. But you have to make sure you have everything you need. If you're missing something and you go down and upstairs or from room to another, you can get distracted pretty easily. Make sure it's an environment where whatever you have, well, it's like a a nice and not distracting environment. If the environment can be distracting, it's not a good idea to be around it. I used to be in a soft, like, peaceful environment until I realized I'm not getting my work done in those types of environments. I have to be around someone who knows I'm supposed to be doing work, and then, as well as doing my work. Like, they had to help me, like, a little bit a few times sometimes. I can stay focused with a little bit of background noise, because that's just what works well for me. Find the best thing that works for you, and try and see that you can work there every day or so every so a while. That's it for school tips. Now, on ways to take a break when the moment comes, or just go out and take on the moment when it comes, here, there are a few things to state. When there is no one with their mask on, it's probably not a good idea to go over there. Or is it a good idea to go when everyone's not socially distant? But, other than that statement, if there's, like, no one at the store, if the store has very little people compared to what it would normally have, why don't you put on your mask, put on some gloves, maybe a jacket, and go. Why not? Maybe go shopping, make sure you're distant, but you can go shopping. That's what I've been doing. If you really want to go to somewhere where there's a lot of people about, it's probably a good idea to stay as far away from them as possible. The closer you get to someone, the more of a chance there are. And some people don't really respect the law. Well, not the law, but the thing about wearing masks. So make sure you stay safe wherever you are. If you guys can meet up at a cafe or something if you have a friend you'd like to meet. If you two have taken a test and you come out negative, you guys can both go. You can go probably talk a little bit, have a coffee or something. That would be something nice. Me and my friend is going to go next Saturday. We're going to go somewhere and probably play some basketball because I haven't played basketball in a long time. I've been putting off my mask, well, not putting off it, but putting off my mask in my house at least. But I've been going to stores where I've been wearing my mask all distant because not many people have been going there. A new store opened and everyone's been going there. Here are a few tips for when you come back. I think I've already stated these before, but it's always a great idea that when you come back from wherever you went, take off your gloves, take off your mask, put those to be washed. Take off whatever clothes you're wearing there. Put those to be washed. And if you really aren't sure, it never hurts to take a shower. I normally take off my mask and my gloves and put them in the wash. And my clothes, though. But I don't normally take a shower because we don't normally go near anyone. Sometimes I just take a shower to make sure. Those are a few tips. And there are lots of other things. Thank you for the amount of you that have followed me. It's really nice. I really didn't think I'd get any followers. I just do it for the fun of me getting to have my own podcast. And for people to follow me, that makes me feel pretty great. Well, that is it for today. For What Can I Do? With Allie-Ann as me. Ooh, and if you have a Fitbit or something like that, not sponsored or anything by them, but they're amazing for me. But if you have a Fitbit or something like that, you can always just try and take some steps around your house for like an exercise or something fun you can do inside your house, like exercising. You can check on YouTube. There are a few exercise places and places around you, or maybe there's like some exercise thing like jogging around your house. I have lots of staircases in my house, so I can go up and down them. If you're in an apartment building, you can probably go up and down staircases too. But that is it for What Can I Do? With me, Allie-Ann. I hope to see you next time. Bye. Hello, I'd just like to let you know there is a chance that sometimes I won't be able to get my episode in on time. I'll try to get it within a month. If not, I'll make sure that I inform you. I'll try my best to, because a few things have been going on. With my family starting school again, not everyone, but my family starting school again. So, just making sure you understand that sometimes it may be a little bit late for an episode, or I may not be able to make an episode. Thank you, and make sure to make the best of your day. Don't forget, if you'd like to contact me or anything, you can always text me on voice message for now. I'm setting up a few more contact ways, but that's the best I can get right now. If you need to contact me there, because I love to hear your voicemails and stuff I can do. And stuff you do.